Drago mi je da sam opet u prenapućenom tempu Zagreba.
Keep in mind that the spirit soul is only 1/10,000th tip of a hair.
Imajući na umu da je duhovna duša 10,000 dio vrha vlasi kose.
Body is the problem.
Problem je sa tijelom.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Action in Krishna consciousness. Text number 19. Minds are established in sameness and equanimity, have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless, like Brahman, and thus they are already situated in Brahman.
Konični su umovi utemeljeni u viziji jednakosti, već su nadvladali stanja rođenja i smrti. Besprikorni su kao Brahman i stoga su već utemeljeni u Brahman.
Gita is sometimes referred to as the art of all work.
Bhagavad Gita se ponekad naziva umjetnost sveg djelovanja.
For every action that we perform in this world, there is a reaction.
Za svaku akciju koju napravimo u ovom svijetu postoji reakcija.
And we are continuing to live in this miserable material world because of a large stockpile of reactions from our previous actions for many lifetimes.
Mi nastavljamo postojati u ovom materijalnom svijetu jer postoje gomila reakcija iz naših prošlih života.
And we will continue to live in the material world as long as we go on committing activities or engaging in activities that are sinful.
I ostaćemo u ovom materijalnom svijetu dok god vršimo djelatnosti koje su griješne.
Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tries to guide us by instructing Arjuna what are activities that will liberate us and what are activities that will bind us.
Iz toga nas Krishna u Bhagavad Gita poučava govoreći Arjuni koje će ga aktivnosti osloboditi, a koje vezati.
Especially in this fifth chapter, which is about karma yoga and further action in Krishna consciousness.
Specijalno u ovom petom poglavlju koje se zove karma yoga, djelovanje u svjesnosti Krishna.
In the third chapter, Lord Krishna has introduced karma yoga, but specifically in this fifth chapter, he describes different types of activities and how a spiritual person acts.
U trećem poglavlju Sri Krishna je dao uvod u karma jogu, ali u ovom petom poglavlju specijalno opisuje aktivnosti i kako osoba, kako te transcendentalist djeluje.
In another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Nahi kaschit shanam api jatu tishtati akarmakrit. None of us can refrain from activity, not even for a moment. We are all forced to act sarva prakriti jaya gunai because of the impulses which come from the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance.
U jednom drugom stiku Krishna kaže da niko ne može biti neaktivan čak ni za trenutak I svatko mora djelovati zbog impulsa koji daju gune materijalne prirode.
In other words, if you fall in a river, you will get dragged by the current downstream.
Baš kao kada padnete u rijeku, povući će vas struja rijeke.
The Ganges River is a very wonderful river. It's a great place to lose your life.
Rijeka Ganga je divna rijeka, to je lijepa prilika da izgubite život.
In fact, it is a very fast moving river, and if you are not careful while bathing in the Ganges, you can get carried away by the strong current, and even a number of devotees have lost their lives. A number of ISKCON devotees have lost their lives in the Ganges River.
Ta rijeka Ganga je jako brza i ako osoba ne pazi dok se kupa, može odnesti ta brza struja rijeke i neki bhakte ISKCONa su već izgubili život na taj način.
I'm not trying to scare you, but if you do ever bathe in the Ganges, then you should stick close to the shore.
Ne pokušavam vas uplašiti, ali ako se ikada budete kupali u Gangi, držite se obale.
I remember about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, a number of devotees were bathing in the Ganges in Haridwar.
Sjećam se pre 25 godina određeni broj bhakta se kupao u Gangi na mjestu koje se zove Haridwar.
So they had all been collecting funds in Japan for building the temple in Bombay.
Oni su svi bili skupljali priloge i donacije za gradnju hrama u Bombaju, a to su skupljali u Japanu.
So the leader of the group, as a reward for the hard work that they had done, had brought them to Haridwar for enjoying a bath in the Ganges.
Lider te grupe ih je kao nagradu doveo da se kupaju u Gangi, u Haridwaru.
And unfortunately one of them had strayed too far out in the middle of the river and he got washed downstream and they never found his body again.
Jedan od njih je ponila ga je struja i više ga nikad nisu našli njegovo tijelo, nisu našli ništa.
So the leader of the party was very, very disturbed about this devotee drowning.
Lider te grupe je bio vrlo uznemiren što se taj bhakta utopio.
Not because he had lost his body in the Ganges, because that was very auspicious.
Ne zato što je izgubio tijelo u Gangi, to je vrlo povoljno.
But because he happened to have been wearing a Rolex watch.
Zato što je nosio Rolex sat.
And it was very costly. So the modes of material nature are like that we get pulled this way and that way by the influence of goodness, passion and ignorance.
Gune prirode djeluju na taj način, osoba biva odnesena gunama vrline strasti i neznanja.
Therefore Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, nistray gunya bhav Arjuna nirdvandva nitya sattvasto niryoga kshema atmavan. Rise above goodness, passion, and ignorance, and be established in the self.
Zbog toga gospodin Krishna kaže Arjuni izdigni se iznad guna vrline strasti i neznanja i postani utemeljen u jasnu.
This material world is described in the Bhagavad Gita as dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It is a temporary place and it is full of miseries, suffering.
Ovaj materijalni svijet je opisan u Bhagavad Giti kao dukkhalayam ashashvatam, što znači da je privremen i pun bijeda.
What we experience now as happiness is a temporary cessation of the miseries of the material world.
Ono što mi sada osjećamo kao sreću je privremeni prestanak bijeda materijalne egzistencije.
And whatever we experience as happiness is always mixed.
Što god osjećamo kao sreću je uvijek pomiješano.
Just like on Sunday feast, sometimes the temple will serve sweet rice.
Kao na primjer u nedjelju na Sunday feastu ponekad je slatka riža.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm very fond of sweet rice.
Ja ne znam za vas, ali ja jako volim slatku rižu.
In New York temple, many years ago, I remember that the Sunday feast was a very, very important occasion, and the devotees would work very hard all night long to make a very delicious Sunday feast, because that was the way that we captured the minds of many new devotees. That was our secret weapon.
U hramu u New Yorku Sunday feast je bio jako važan dan i bhakte su radili naporno cijelu noć da bi napravili dobar feast, jer je to bio način da se zadrže umovi mladih bhakta.
And the sweet rice was the pièce de résistance. It was the crème de crème. Sometimes we would have strawberry sweet rice, sometimes we would have blueberry sweet rice, sometimes there would be peaches sweet rice or raisin sweet, so many different kinds of delicious sweet rice.
Slatka riža je bila vrhunac svih preparacija i ponekad je bila sa jagodama, ponekad s malinama i tako bile su razne vrste.
And the way they would make it is that someone would stay up all night boiling down the milk. They had a huge big pot because we would get hundreds, maybe 300, 400 people coming to the Sunday feast. So they had a huge big pot of milk and cream, and one or two devotees would stay up stirring it all night long, very slowly boiling down the milk till it became very thick and sweet and creamy.
I radili su tu slatku rižu na taj način da bi jedan ili dvojica bhakta ostali cijelu noć miješajući mlijeko dok nije postalo gusto i kao krema.
And when you would taste that sweet rice, of course it was cooked and then it was cooled in the refrigerator till it was very nice and cold. And when you would taste that sweet rice, which was offered to Radha Govinda with love and devotion, it melted in your mind.
I kada bi probali tu rižu koja je bila prvo skuhana a onda ohlađena i ponuđena sa ljubavlju Krišni, onda bi se ta riža rastopila u vašem umu.
Now just imagine if in the middle of the night when the devotees were cooking the sweet rice, sometimes they would fall asleep while stirring.
zamislite ponekad ti vakte koji su miješali preko cijele noći bi zaspali dok su miješali tu ribu kroz mlijeko.
So if someone snuck into the kitchen with a pot of sand and poured it into the sweet rice, what would happen?
I tako dok bi oni spavali, zamislite da je neko ušao i nasuo pijesak u tom mlijeku.
The devotees would go wild when the sweet rice was served, and they would be thinking, I'm going to enjoy, I'm going to enjoy. But then they would bite their teeth on the sand and break this teeth.
I bhakte bi onda misli, prije nego što bi riža bila posložena, sada ću uživati, sada ću uživati, i kad bi zagrizli, slomili bi se zube.
So material happiness is just like that.
Materijalna sreća je upravo takva.
We know there's a good taste there.
Znamo da postoji dobar ukus.
And we really anticipate enjoying. We really think about it. That now I'm going to enjoy some sense gratification. I've worked hard all week, and I've saved up my money, and I and my girlfriend, we're going to the discotheque tonight, and we're going to dance all night long, and we're going to drink, and we're going to take drugs, and we're going to have ecstasy. And we're going to be really happy.
Tako, materialista planira, radio sam teško cijeli tjedan, radio sam novce i večeras ja i moja djevojka idemo u diskoteku i plesat ćemo cijelu noć, pit ćemo i drogirat ćemo se i bit ćemo u ekstazi.
And then we get in our car and we're driving our girlfriend to the discotheque. And then in the middle of the road our car breaks down.
I onda sjednemo u svoj auto i vozimo se s djevojkom prema diskoteci i odjednom se auto pokvari.
And then we have to take the tow the car to a garage and it costs us $500 to repair it.
I onda moramo platiti odvoz auta do servisa i popravak nas košta $500.
And then we get to the discotheque and we realize that we forgot our wallet at home and we have to ask our girlfriend for money to get into the discotheque.
Onda dođemo do diskoteke i shvatimo da smo zaboravili novčanik kod kuće i moramo pitati djevojku da nam posudi novce.
And then while walking down the stairs we sprain our ankle and then we can't dance.
I onda dok hodamo u stepenice isčešimo nogu i ne možemo plesati.
And then our girlfriend takes some ecstasy and goes a little crazy and jumps off the balcony and dies.
Naša djevojka uzme ekstazu, postane malo. Uzme neku pilulu, uzme pilulu koja se zove ekstazi i onda postane malo luda, skoči preko balkona i ubije se.
So we know there's happiness there, but sometimes so many things go wrong.
Dakle, znamo da postoji sreća, ali toliko stvari krene naopako.
Therefore, Lord Krishna is teaching Arjuna and us the only solution.
Stoga gospodin Krishna poučava Arjunu i nas jedinom rješenju.
You can try as hard as you like. You can make as many plans as you want. You can get as much help as you need, but you can't make the material world a nice place.
Možete uložiti napora koliko želite, napraviti planova koliko želite, imati pomoći koliko želite, ali ne možete učiniti ovaj materijalni svijet finim mjestom.
And even if you can, you have to die.
Čak i ako možete, morate umriti.
I used to have a sticker on my suitcase. Well, I had two stickers. on my suitcase and my briefcase and whatever other luggage I had. One was for the born-again Christians. Do you have born-again Christians in Croatia? You know what they are? They always go around telling people that you have to be born again or you're going to hell. They're a little like Jehovah's Witnesses. Not that, I mean, Jehovah's Witnesses are actually very sincere people, just a little misled, but... anyway, in America they have very fanatical Christians called, they call themselves born again, and if you haven't bathed in the blood of Jesus, then you're, you know, it doesn't, the Pope is the Antichrist, by the way.
Tako u Americi postoje ti fanatični kršćani koji tvrde da ako se niste kupali u krvi od Isusa, onda idete u pakao i oni smatraju da je Papa Antikrist.
And if you don't belong to their particular church, even if you're a Christian, you're still going to hell.
Ako ne pripadate njihovoj crkvi, čak i ako ste kršćanin, idete u pakao.
So anyway, I have this sticker. Big letters, born again, and again, and
again.
And then I have this other sticker that says, life is tough, and then you die.
Druga naljepnica je bila, koju uvijek nosim na koferu, život je težak i onda umreš.
So, Krishna is very kind here. He's telling us that we have to become indifferent. In another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, yada te moha kalilam buddhir vyatitarishiti tada gantasi nirvedam srotavyasya srutasya cha. When your intelligence has passed out of the deep forest of illusion, you will become indifferent to everything that people are talking about or are interested in the material world. You lose your interest in all of that.
Krishna je vrlo ljubazan. On kaže da trebamo izgubiti interes, da nam treba biti svejedno što se tiče materijalnih stvari. Postoji jedan stih u Bhagavad Giti u kojem Krishna kaže kada tvoja inteligencija izađe iz guste šume iluzije, postaćeš indiferentan ili bit će ti svejedno sve što materialisti govore ili pričaju.
So here Krishna is saying yeshang samye stitam manaha. Samye means the mind must be situated in equanimity, which means it doesn't consider anything good or bad.
Ovdje je rečeno da um mora biti situiran u jednakosti, što znači da ne smije smatrati nešto loše, a nešto dobro.
In the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj explains, dvaite bhadra bhadra gyan sarva manudharma e bhalo e manda e sab brahm. This means that those who think that something is good and something else is bad, they are in a big illusion. There's nothing innately good or bad in this world.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami u Četanya Charitamriti kaže da oni koji smatraju da je nešto dobro i da je nešto loše,
try again from the beginning.
Remember the end.
Huh? Oh, anyone who thinks that something is good or something is bad is simply in illusion. There's nothing innately of itself good or bad in the world.
Onaj ko misli da je nešto dobro, a da je nešto loše, je u iluziji, jer u ovom svijetu ništa nije samo po sebi dobro ili loše.
The only thing that is good is anything that brings you closer to God. And the only thing that's bad is anything that blocks your progress or takes you away from God.
Dobro je bilo šta što nas približava Bogu, a loše je bilo šta što nas sprečava da priuđemo Bogu.
The only thing good is anything that helps you to get out of this miserable material world. And the only thing bad is anything that binds you more and more to this miserable material world.
Jedina dobra stvar je sve ono što pomaže da izađemo iz ovog bijednog materijalnog svijeta, i jedina loša stvar je ona zbog kojeg ostajemo ovdje u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
The only thing good is anything that helps you to experience eternal happiness full of bliss and knowledge. And the only thing bad is anything that puts you in the cycle of birth and death repeatedly.
Jedina dobra stvar je sve ono što nam omogućuje da
the only I don't know where you're at. Yeah, I know, I said that three times. The last one? The last one was bad, so I... No. The last one I said was, the only thing good is anything that helps you to experience eternal happiness full of bliss and knowledge. And the only thing bad is anything that puts you back into the cycle of repeated birth and death.
Jedina dobra stvar i svaka ona stvar koja nam omogućava da osjetimo vječnu sreću i blaženstvo, a jedina loša stvar je sve ono što nas stavlja nazad u krug rođenja i smrti.
So, here Lord Krishna is giving us a hint how to work in this world without considering something good or bad, but we should simply act for the pleasure of Krishna.
Ovdje nam Krishna daje savjet kako da djelujemo bez da smatramo nešto dobrim, a nešto lošim, već da jednostavno djelujemo za Krishna zadovoljstvo.
We should simply offer the fruits of our work to Krishna.
Jednostavno bi trebali ponuditi plodove svoje djelatnosti Krishna.
One definition of sannyas. How many of you would like to take sannyas?
Ko bi od vas htio uzeti sannyas?
Well, actually all of you are sannyas.
U stvari svi ste vi sannyas.
Krishna says, anasrita karma phalam karyam karma karotiya. Sasanyasi cha yogi cha nandiragnirna chakriya. The real sannyasi, the real yogi, is one who uses the fruits of his work for the service of God.
Krishna kaže u jednom stihu, pravi sannyasi ili yogi je onaj koji koristi plodove svog rada za Boga.
So in Krishna consciousness, that's what we do. We work and we give the fruits to Krishna.
to je ono što radimo svjesnosti Krišne, radimo I dajemo plodove Krišne.
And therefore we are always free from bondage and our minds can be situated in equanimity.
I zbog toga smo uvijek oslobođeni od vezanosti I naši umovi su utemeljeni u jednakosti.
We are free from birth and death.
Slobodni smo od rođenja I smrti.
Because whether we're living in this body or living in another body, a spiritual body or even another material body, we will always be serving Krishna.
Bez obzira da li živimo u ovom tijelu ili u nekom sljedećem tijelu koje može biti materijalno ili duhovno, uvijek ćemo služiti Krishna.
In another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Sukha duke same kripa, labha labhao jaya jayao, tato yudhaya yujaspa, naivam papam avapshasi. Arjuna, don't consider happiness or distress, profit or loss, victory or defeat. Just do your duty in my service and you will not commit any sin in the world.
Krishna je rekao Arjuni, samo vrši svoju dužnost bez obzira, tj. Nemoj gledati na sreću ili nesreću, profit ili gubitak, pobjedu ili poraz, već jednostavno vrši svoje dužnosti kao službu za mene.
So if we can learn this art of working, we will be always peaceful in our lives. No matter what happens to us, we will feel Krishna's mercy and we will be free from anxiety, and at the end of this life we will be able to think of God and go to Him.
Ako djelujemo na ovaj način, bit ćemo uvijek mirni bez obzira šta nam se desi u ovom životu. Dobit ćemo milost Krišne I moći ćemo se na kraju ovog života vratiti nazad kući.
So this requires some concentration. It requires using our intelligence to discriminate. It takes some effort. It's not as easy as it might sound.
Zato je potrebna koncentracija. Trebamo koristiti svoju inteligenciju da bi vidjeli šta je dobro, a šta loše. Trebamo uložiti neki napor. To nije jednostavno kao što izgleda.
The interesting thing is that Lord Krishna himself describes this knowledge, describes this science.
On kaže Arjuni, sada ćete poučiti najpovjeljivijem znanjem.
So how to keep the mind balanced, neither affected by happiness nor affected by distress, but always peaceful, like a lamp, like a candle in a windless place. It's steady, burning steadily. How to keep our mind just like that candle?
Kako održati um mirnim, niti da naginje prema sreći kad se desi, niti prema nesreći, već da je miran kao svijeća u sobi bez vjetra. Kako to učiniti?
So we have to read these verses from the Bhagavad Gita again and again and see how we can apply them in our lives, in our work.
Moramo čitati te stihove iz Bhagavad Gita ponovo I ponovo I gledati kako ih možemo primijeniti u svakodnevnom životu, u našem radu.
So
I think I'll stop here. And maybe if there are some questions, I can answer some questions. Yeah.
How much is sure when the one devotee practices Krishna consciousness and he leaves this body without finishing the process? How sure is that he will be devoted in the next life?
Well, Arjuna just happened to ask the same question. He asked Krishna, that if I don't complete my spiritual path, then I've renounced the material world, so I've lost benefit there, but I haven't completed spiritually, so I might not get the fruit of my spiritual work either. So what is my position? Am I just like a single cloud in the sky that's been blown away from the other clouds, completely lost?
Arjuna pita, ako odbacim materijalni život i ako ne dovršim svoj duhovni život i ne dobijem tu plodove, onda ću ostati negdje u sredini i šta će se desiti za mnom, koja je moja pozicija, kao oblak koji se rasprši.
And Lord Krishna explains to him that whatever service a devotee renders in love, the benefit of that is never lost.
Krishna objašnjava, koju god da službu bhakta učini iz ljubavi, to se nikada ne gubi.
And even if the devotee doesn't complete his spiritual path in this lifetime, in his next lifetime he'll start off exactly in the same place where he left off in the previous life.
I ako ne završi svoj duhovni put u ovom životu, onda će u sljedećem životu nastaviti točno tamo gdje je stao.
Now that's good news from the Bhagavad Gita.
To su dobre vijesti iz Bhagavad Gita.
But there's better news in the Isha Upanishad.
A postoje još bolje vijesti iz Isha Upanishada.
And that is that even if you're not able to remember Krishna at the time of death, but if you're sincerely trying to do devotional service, then there's a good chance that Krishna will save you anyway.
A to je da ako ste radili službu predanog poštovanja ili ako ste predano služili, čak i ako se ne možete sjetiti Krishne u trenutku smrti, Krishna će vas spasiti bez obzira.
And then there's even better news from Srila Prabhupada.
To je još bolje novosti od Srila Prabhupada.
That anybody who does even a little service to help push on the Krishna consciousness movement and attempts to become a devotee by following the process, that Srila Prabhupada will feel so grateful to that devotee that he will arrange for that devotee to become successful. And Prabhupada or his representatives will come back and personally save any persons who escape or have difficulty. So there's nothing lost.
Prabhupada je rekao da osoba koja čak i malo pomogne u ovom pokretu, ovom propovjedačkom pokretu, ili koja se trudi, iskreno trudi da slijedi principe, čak i ako ode, Šrila Prabhupada će osobno doći ili izbaviti ili poslati svoje predstavnike koji će izbaviti tu osobu koja je pokušala pobjeći.
So your future is very bright. You don't need to worry. You should try your best. You should try very hard to be an honest and good devotee. But if you have difficulty, then Krishna will do something to straighten you out. Don't worry.
Tvoja budućnost je vrlo svjetla. Pokušaj biti vahta i čak ako negdje pogrešiš ili ne uspiješ, Krišna će ti pomoći. Ispravit će
te. Api čet sudaračaro bađate mama nanja bhak sadur eva samantavya samyagya vasitori saha. Even if one commits some grievous sin, if he's trying to do devotional service to the best of his ability, then we should be very careful about fault finding. Because Krishna says, sadureva samantavya. Very quickly I will rectify his problem and you should consider him saintly.
Ako neko napravi neki odvratni grijeh, ali se trudi da slijedi proces bhakti joge, trebali bi biti jako pažljivi u pronalaženju grešaka kod tog bhakte. Jer Krišna sam kaže, sadu eva samantar, ja vrlo brzo ću ispraviti takvu bhaktu i oprostiti.
Although bhakti yoga, although chanting Hare Krishna is the easiest method, it's easy and joyful, but it's also not so easy.
Iako je bhakti yoga i proces pjevanja maha mantre najlakši proces i pun je zadovoljstva, ipak nije tako lak.
So if someone has difficulty, once I asked Prabhupada, some devotee had fallen down, and I thought he was an advanced devotee, and he had spiritual difficulty and he fell down. So I said, Prabhupada, I'm very surprised.
Jednom sam ja pitao Prabhupada za jednog bhaktu za kojeg sam mislio da je jako napredan, ali on je imao nekih poteškoća i pao je. Ja sam rekao, što Prabhupada, ja sam vrlo iznenađen.
And then Prabhupada very soberly said, you should not be surprised if someone falls down. Maya is very strong. You should be surprised if someone is able to follow.
I onda je Prabhupada vrlo ozbiljno odgovorio, ne trebaš biti začuđen ako neko padne, jer Maya je vrlo jaka. Trebaš biti začuđen ako neko uspije slijediti.
But actually, we can follow if we want to. It's susukam kartum avyayam. Chanting, dancing, eating sweet rice. It's a nice process.
Krišna je rekao susukam kartum avyayam, znači pjevanje, plesanje i čašćenje slatke riže.
Yeah, people are surprised when they hear that you've been, you know, a Westerner has been following this sadhana for so many years, like myself, 27-28 years. And they're actually, they're surprised, you know, how it's a long time, how have you been doing it? But they don't realize that I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I wouldn't change any of it for any amount of material opportunities.
Zapadnjaci se čude kako neko sa zapada može slijediti tu sadanu toliko dugo vremena. Na primjer, u mom slučaju 25-28 više godina, pitaju se kako je to moguće, ali ja ne bih htio mijenjati ni jedan trenutak od toga za bilo koju količinu materijalnog uživanja.
I'm fairly confident that with what I have learned about the material world, with the strength of mind that I have gained by sadhana, and with my experience in management, that I could quite easily go out now into the world and control and manipulate and exploit lots of people and be quite successful.
Ovu čvrstinu uma koju sada imam zbog sadane i ovo iskustvo koje imam u menadžmentu, vrlo bi sada lako mogao otići u materijalni svijet i zaraditi puno novaca.
What I have seen about most non-devotees is that they're quite spaced out. Do you know this term, spaced out? They're all doing space research.
Sam primijetio kod većine materialista da su dosta spaced out i rade istraživanje svemira.
And devotees with their power of concentration can control such spaced out persons relatively easily. They have a big advantage.
Bhakta sa svojom moći koncentracije mogu lako kontrolirati te spaced out osobe.
For example, I was just explaining to someone recently how the book distributors in Chicago O'Hare Airport developed mystic powers.
Nedavno sam objašnjavao kako djelioci knjiga u Chicago na aerodromu O'Hare su razvili mističnu moć.
Actually, they pronounce it O'Hare, but we pronounce it O'Hare.
Ali taj aerodrom zovu O'Hare, ali mi ga zovemo O'Hare.
So the book distributors there going out every day, 7-8 hours a day, constantly distributing more and more books to all of these people running madly here and there to catch their planes, those devotees became very empowered, very, they had mystic powers.
I bakte koji svaki dan 7-8 sati dijele knjige ljudima koji jako žure da uhvate svoj avion su stekli mističnu moć.
So much so that I personally saw on a couple of occasions Karmis walking down the hallway of the airport going very quickly to catch a plane. And a devotee standing on the side of the hallway.
Vidio sam svojim očima da karmi koji žure, trče kroz hodnik, žure da uhvate svoj avion, a bhakta stoji sa strane u hodniku.
And the devotee had such mystic power that he would just snap his finger and say, "You, come here."
Pucnuo sa prstima i rekao bi ti dođi ovamo.
And the guy would come there. Completely mesmerized, completely hypnotized.
I bila bi kompletno hipnotizirana.
And the devotee would sell him a big stack of books. And the man would leave his wallet with the devotee.
I bhakta bi mu prodao veliku gomilu knjiga i čovjek bi ostavio svoj novčanik kod bhakti.
And I guess he had a lot to read on his plane.
Ostavio da ima dosta toga za čitati na avionu.
So I found that the happiness which comes from simple living and serving the Lord is far sweeter and deeper and satisfying than anything in the material world, including sex or intoxication or meat or anything.
Siguran sam da je sreća koja dolazi od jednostavnog života i služenja Krišne puno veća i dublja od sreće koja se može naći u bilo čemu materijalnom, kao što je seks, intoksikacija ili meso.
Da nije neko je?
Malo još koje pitanje.
Yes.
today I found in Srimad Bhagavatam, I read that it's extremely emphasized association with devotees and avoiding association with materialistic people. So what attitude should have devotees who opposed to live outside and work with these materialistic people? How to have relationship with them, how to associate with them?
Ideally, a grihastha should do his own business.
Idealno, grihastha bi trebao imati svoj biznis.
It takes the same amount of energy and intelligence to make arrangements to go to your employer's office and work for someone else as it does to make your own office in your home or in a business area and do your own business.
Potrebna je ista količina inteligencije i napora, bilo da idete kod nekog u neku firmu i radite za nekoga ili imate svoj ofis kod kuće.
So if it's at all possible, even if it's only in a small way, but better to do your own business than to work for somebody else.
Ako je moguće, ako je ikako moguće, čak i ako je to neki manji posao, najbolje je raditi sam svoj biznis.
Then, again, we are a very committed community. We give a lot of energy to our spiritual life. It's not just a Sunday to Sunday religion.
S druge strane, mi smo jako posvećena religija, što znači da članovi ulažu puno vremena u duhovni razvoj. Mi nismo religija od nedelje do nedelje.
So we have a lot of potential to form a Vaishnava Businessman's Association and work together.
Imamo velike izglede da oformimo društvo Bhakta biznismena koji bi radili biznis zajedno.
There is a saying, buy from a Chinaman and sell to the rest of the world.
Postoje izreka, kupuj od Kineza i prodaj ostalom dijelu svijeta.
In other words, we should keep everything within our family. Keep money circulating within our community, and we should do business with the outside world. Funds should come in and goods should go out.
Drugim riječima, novac bi se trebao kretati u samoj našoj zajednici. Roba bi trebala izlaziti van, izvan zajednice, a novac da ulazi.
There are a number of communities with virtually no philosophy or far less intelligent philosophy than we have, who are very successful in their business communities.
Postoje zajednice koje imaju puno slabiju filozofiju od nas ili uopće nemaju, a vrlo su uspješne u svojim biznis zajednici.
One example I know of is the Jehovah's Witnesses, and another is the Mormon Church.
Jedan primjer je Jehovini svjedoci, a drugi primjer su Mormoni.
Even the Moonies are better than we are.
Čak su i Mooni bolji od nas.
Have you heard of the Mooni?
Ja da ste čuli za Mooni.
Oh, you haven't heard of that?
Yes. No.
No? Oh, there are people who want to go to the moon. No, they're followers of one incarnation of Jesus Christ. He's from Korea. His name is Reverend Sun Myung Moon.
To su sljedbenici jedne inkarnacije Isusa iz Kine, koji se zove veličasni Sun Myung Moon.
And apparently Lord Jesus Christ only finished 50% of his work. And the other half was to introduce Varnashram, get married. He didn't introduce the perfect marriage. He actually wanted to do that, but he couldn't complete it. His activities were cut short before he could marry. So therefore, Sun Myung Moon has appeared, and he and his wife are the perfect divine couple, and they have thousands and thousands of followers all around the world who, you know, follow him and give all their money to him and participate in his perfect marriage and worship Jesus Christ, I guess.
I prema njihovoj filozofiji Isus Krist je obavio samo pola posla i nije stigao nije se stigao ženiti i zbog toga se inkarnirao taj veličasni mun da bi pokazao primjerom i on i njegova žena predstavljaju savršeni božanski par i on ima puno sljedbenika u cijelom svijetu na tisuće koji mu daju svoj novac i obožavaju Isusa, pretpostavljam.
Anyway, they're one of the more famous cults in the world, and I thought you would have had them here in Croatia, but I guess you do have them, okay. He's seen them. They love to sell flowers on street corners and things. But they do a lot of business. They're community members. They run ammunition factories and, they have fisheries and all kinds of businesses. And so, you know, potentially our grihasthas could work together for the service of Krishna and for their own families and do a lot of good businesses and not have to work with non-devotees.
Ti munijevci, oni su jedan od poznatijih kultova na svijetu i imaju također vrlo dobar biznis. Neki članovi imaju tvornice municije i ribarnice i tako dalje i zarađuju velike novce. Tako da moj prijedlog da bi grihaste ovdje također trebali surađivati i raditi biznis zajedno.
And then finally, when you associate with non-devotees, you should give them your association, not that you take their association. There's a difference.
I konačno, kada se družite sa abaktama, onda vi njima trebate dati svoje društvo, umjesto da oni vama daju svoje.
You should always try to share with them something about Krishna consciousness.
Trebali bi im uvijek podijeliti ili reći nešto o svjesnosti Krishna.
You can do it in very subtle and careful ways, like, you know, leaving books lying around in the lunchroom or, you know, leaving magazines on people's desks, or not selling it to them, but just kind of leaving them there, or, you know, keeping pictures of Prabhupada and Krishna all over your desk and not saying anything to anybody, but wait until they ask you.
Možete propovijedati na razne suptilne načine, kao što je, na primjer, ostavljanje knjiga svuda unaokolo, ne prodavanje, već ostavljanje na stolovima i tamo gdje se ruča, onda ostavljanje raznih časopisa, onda staviti na svoj stol svuda knjige od Šrila Prabhupada i Krišne i ništa ne reći, već čekati da oni pitaju.
Or instead of spending money on cigarettes and alcohol and videos like they do, you can spend the same money to cook some nice pizza prasadam and then take it to your office and distribute it to your workers.
Umjesto,
workers.
umjesto da trošite novac na cigarete, alkohol i video kao što oni troše, možete za taj isti novac napraviti pizza, na primjer neki prasadam, i podijeliti sa svojim suradnicima na poslu.
But overall, I do agree that it is difficult to keep your consciousness pure while associating with non-devotees, because, you know, they just, they have a totally, they're insensitive to your consciousness and the way they talk. You know, I don't know if Croatia is like America, but every third word is a four-letter word. And is it like that, something like that here, people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. U osnovi slažem se da druženjem sa materialističkim ljudima je teško održati našu svjesnost čistom, jer oni nemaju osjećaj za tu svjesnost koju mi imamo, i ne znam kako je ovdje, ali u Americi je svaka treća riječ riječ koja se sastoji od četiri slova.
I don't know if in Croatian whether the words are four letters or not, so they use many English words.
Okay.
And generally they talk about politics, football, and who's running with whose wife these days.
Generalno oni pričaju o tri stvari, o politici, o nogometu i ko je sa čijom ženom sada.
For ladies it might not be football, it might be I don't know what, but you know, the same subject matters, basically gramya katha. Gramya katha na shunibe. Gramya means village talk, low class talk. So, not that villages are low class, but it's just an expression. The solution is that you should very regularly attend Mangalarti and the morning program. That will insulate you from the effects of association with non-devotees. They're shocked in so much because, anyway, I'm sorry.
Žene isto imaju nešto, možda nije nogomet, ali to je sve u osnovi gramja kata ili seoski razgovori. Ne mislim da je nešto loše u selu, ali čisto se tako kaže. I rješenje je redovni dolazak na Mangal Arati, jer će nas to učiniti imunim, neće biti efekta od svih tih njihovih razgovora.
Now, practically speaking, if you're sincere, you could drive, might take you 10, 20, 30 minutes, but you could drive to the temple every morning and attend the morning program before you went to work. It is physically possible, and those who are sincere could do it. But if it's too much of a strain, then you should have some kind of morning program in your own house daily.
Ako budemo iskreni, može se doći u hram svako jutro na program. Treba vam 20, 30, 40 minuta. To je fizički moguće, ali ako se to ne može izvesti, onda treba postojati neka vrsta jutarnjeg programa kod kuće. Svaki dan.
Mangalarti, Japa, Srimad Bhagavatam, these things will protect you from the association, the vibration, and the impure vibration of non-devotees. And then if you can again find any spare time in the evening to come to the temple and associate with pure devotees, that will also help, even if it's only 3 days a week or something.
Mangal Arati, Japa i Srimad Bhagavatam, to će nas učiniti imunim na nečiste vibracije koje dolaze od materialista, i ako se može doći u hram na večer, možda ne svaki dan, ali 3-4 puta tjedno, i družiti se sa čistim bhaktama, to će također pomoći.
I wish I could make it cheaper and easier, I'm sorry, but that's, you know, the price we have to pay for real spiritual life.
Ljudi, to učiniti jeftinijem i lakšim, ali ne mogu, to je cijena koju moramo platiti za duhovni život.
If you can't quite do it, then don't feel badly, but keep trying, because that's the standard.
Ako ne možeš još to raditi, onda nemoj biti tužan, već dalje pokušavaj, jer to je standard.
But I'll tell you what you need for success in spiritual life.
Ali dajte ti šta trebaš za uspjeh u duhovnom životu.
You have to be lusty and greedy for spiritual life.
Moraš biti požudan i pohlepan za duhovnim životom.
Tatra lolyam api ekalam mulyam. You have to want to go back to home, back to Godhead. You have to be finished with Maya. When you really want it, then Krishna will really embrace you. He'll dance with you. He'll carry you back home.
Moraš se jako željeti vratiti kući nazad Bogu i završiti sve poslove s Majom. Ako imaš jaku želju, onda će Krišna doći i zagrliti te i odvesti te u duhovni svijet.
Is there any other question?
Ima li još koje pitanje?
Yes?
Is it allowed? The devotee in school revise the examination. When it's examination, then he looks at his friend and like copying tests and stuff.
Is it allowed to cheat on your high school exam?
For devotees.
I'll tell you some good ways to cheat. You know these beepers that people have? What you do is you have somebody come into the exam and see all the questions. And then they go outside and figure out all the answers. And then you have your beeper with you, but the alarm is off. And then they phone you up and give you all the answers over your beeper. And they do this in India. It's pretty good. Or you could even have some kind of mobile phone with earphones. And you could make the earphones look like earplugs. And again, keep your ringer off, and someone could phone you on your mobile phone and give you all the answers.
And jedna tehnika je da imaš neki beeper ili mobilni telefon, i onda osoba koja je na testu jednostavno pogleda sva pitanja, izađe van iz razreda, nađe sve odgovore i jednostavno te nazove i kaže ti. I treba je također biti isključen zvonjava ili alarm, i moraš imati slušalice koje su zakamuflirane s njim.
But actually, you might pass the exam, but you would miss the education.
Možeš proći ispit, ali ćeš zaobići znanje.
Education is not about writing exams, it's about learning, and learning takes place over a long period of time, and the same principle applies in Krishna consciousness. We have to be constantly learning. You can cheat and impress people that you know something about Krishna consciousness by, you can fake it. We were discussing a verse the other day by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Really better translate so far.
U školi nije cilj proći testove, već je cilj učenje ili obrazovanje, a to ide na duge staze. Ista je stvar u bhakti jogi, potrebno je duže vrijeme za učenje. Mi možemo ispolirati nekoga ili predstaviti se kao vrlo učeni, ali da, ali postoji, imali smo jedan primjer u Ljubljani neki dan o tome.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Eko Eka Kalir Chela Mata Neda Tilak Nake Galaya Mala Kirtan Karchna. I forget the rest of the verse, but basically he's saying, just see, here is a Kali, or Kali, not Kali, Kali, Kali Yuga. Kali is the goddess Durga, but Kali is the age of Kali. Here is an agent of Kali Yuga. Chela means agent or even disciple, Chela. Here is a disciple of Kali. They have shaved head, they have shika, they have kanti mala, they have tilak, kapni pada, they're wearing kopin also, not just ordinary underwear, but actually wearing brahmachari kopin. But the whole time they're thinking, they even do nice kirtan, but the whole time they're thinking how to steal someone else's wife. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just see, here's a Kali Chela.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, eto dolazi sljedbenik Kali, ima ogrijanu glavu, šiku, ima tilak i ogrlicu kunti malu, nosi čak i kopen, a ne gače, ekspert je u kirtanu, ali samo gleda da ukrade tuđu ženu.
It's better not to cheat at anything in life.
Bolje ne varati ništa u životu.
Better to be honest and do the right thing for the right reasons.
Bolje biti pošten u životu i raditi prave stvari zbog pravih razloga.
Krishna says, one who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil.
Krishna kaže, onaj ko radi dobro, nikad nije nadvladan zlom.
A Vaishnava and a Brahmana will never lie or steal or cheat.
Vaishnava ili Brahmana nikad neće lagati ili krasti.
And we're trying to set a good example for society. We want people to see us as spiritual people. And if we get caught doing stupid, foolish things which don't get us much benefit anyway, then it's a great blemish on Srila Prabhupada.
Mi želimo sebe pokazati kao duhovne ljude, kao transcendentaliste, ali ako radimo takve gluposti, od kojih i onako nećemo imati puno koristi, to je velika mrlja na Prabhupada.
Prabhupada wanted his followers to be perfect gentlemen and gentle ladies.
Prabhupada je želio da njegovi učenici budu prvoklasni gentlemeni i žene gentlemeni.
Gentle men. So there's men and woman. So there are many different kinds of men. So gentlemen. Want to be perfect gentlemen.
Želio da budu savršeni gentlemen. Ima raznih vrsta men, ljudi. Men i women.
Does that answer your question?
Da li to odgovara na tvoje pitanje?
You're only cheating yourself.
Samo varaš sebe.
You get into the habit of cheating, stealing, lying, and then you can no longer discriminate between what is the right stealing, the right lying, and the wrong. And you lie to everyone, including yourself.
Kad uđeš jednom u naviku varanja i krađe, onda s vremenom više ne možeš napraviti razliku tog što je pravo varanje i prava krađa, što nije, i onda varaš sve uključujući samog sebe.
Do the right thing and depend on Krishna and be peaceful and happy in your life. You don't need a lot of material things to be happy. Do the right thing and depend on Krishna and be happy. You don't need a lot of material things to be happy.
Čini prave stvari, ovisi o Krišni i budi sretan. Nije potrebno puno materijalnih stvari da bi osoba bila sretna.
Any other questions? Yes. From the ladies gallery. Finally, one question. Thank you. That's a very good question. Thank you. But it just shows to Goyu that the men's questions are, should I cheat on my high school exam? The ladies actually had some spiritual questions.
Muškarci pitaju da li da varam u školi na ispitu, a žene postavljaju inteligentna pitanja. Steve je hvala pitanja.
We need to develop our own community. We haven't done that yet. It should be a priority for us now. And then we can work according to our nature within our own community.
Trebamo razviti svoju zajednicu ili društvo. To još nismo napravili i to je sada prioritet za nas. U takvoj zajednici osoba može biti angažirana u skladu sa svojom prirodom.
We need to do a lot of practical planning and organization and real work to create our own economy and our own community and everything.
Trebamo još puno praktičnog planiranja, organizacije i rada da bi imali svoje vlastito društvo i ekonomiju.
It is definitely good.